Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Nosek. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Palfari picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Palfari. Virals moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals scores. Rollins moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Grant moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to third for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici takes first base on ball 4. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grant bunts towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Quilici moves to second. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verals hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Quilici scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNally moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNally scores. Seaborn moves to second. It's Orioles, 2, Twins, 2. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Palfrey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Grant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Dave McNally. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Don Mincher pinch hits for Rich Rollins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Mincher moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison is walked intentionally. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty bunts towards the mound. Hall juggles the ball. That's an error on Hall. Mincher scores. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 3 in the game. Nasek strikes out. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Mincher now playing first base. Harmon Killebrew now playing third base. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.